I'd like to welcome everybody to the Heart to Heart Coaching podcast today. And I have my friend and special guest, Sue Ryan, who I'm going to be asking her some questions. She'll tell us all about who she is and what she does. And you'll enjoy hearing this interview, I'm sure, because she's a delightful lady. So Sue, tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you, Cindy. And I really appreciate your invitation and the opportunity to share my life passions with your community. I talk about myself as an individual excellence coach. So I want people to become their greatest, leading themselves and others. I'm a coach, a speaker, and an educator in each of these three areas. One is the individual excellence. The second one is helping people intentionally navigate transitions in their lives, in whatever area of life that it is, so that they get from where they are to something really amazing in their lives. Like, what else is possible? And they feel great about themselves and they're satisfied with their success. And the third community I serve is non-professional or family caregiving support. And it is how to help people navigate all of the roles and facets and experiences of their caregiving journey, from before the journey begins to moving forward after they've grieved the loss of their loved one.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have some real personal experience in all of those.
Yes, ma'am.
Want to share a little bit about some of that?
Yes. So for as long as almost the exact same amount of time that I have been a business professional, and my professional career was in enterprise application software sales. And so for that period of time, I also, in a parallel line, was a caregiver for family and loved ones. And that's included my grandmother and my father, and now my husband and other loved ones and family members along the way. And the transitions part that I focus on is based on, you know, living where I've ended up someplace that was a really great place in my life. And I looked around and go, I don't know how I got here. And I really don't want to be here. I mean, the outcome was great, but I wasn't intentional about it. And I don't know what to do next. And so I am so passionate as a communicator with sharing the lessons that I've learned in my life over the last 35 plus years, so that others can have a successful journey in their lives, feel great about themselves, and not take as long as it took me to learn some of the lessons that I have.
Isn't that the truth? Like, when we have somebody that have walked through some lessons before us, then, you know, of course, when we've walked through those lessons, we don't want other people to walk through and miss some things that we did along the way. So what you're doing is really giving people a leg up, you know, holding their hand and helping them in a lot of different significant areas that we face today.
Yeah. And it's the same reason that you're doing. I mean, one of the things mm-hmm. that I know that I'm doing, and you and I have talked about this, mm-hmm. we're paying forward with great gratitude those who have come before us and leaned in to help us. And then also of the lessons that we learned that have created a really strong memory for us, we want to try to help other people either create that in their lives for them, or if it was something that we know that we could make easier for them, mm-hmm. is to share that with them too, so that, you know, we all have a better life.
Yeah. So you have, what did you say, three different areas that you work with?
I do.
What are you passionate about in those areas?
The number one thing I'm passionate about, that's the foundation of all of it, mm-hmm. is for us to understand ourselves in a meaningful way. And mm-hmm. when we understand ourselves in a meaningful way, whether we are navigating the transition through caregiving, whether we're navigating a life transition of a career change, a change in where we're going to live, a family, a lifestyle change, no matter what it is that we're doing, when we understand ourselves, how we're naturally wired to view the world, the way that we naturally think, view, and act, our beliefs, our values, our purpose. When we've got clarity on all of that as a really solid foundation, mm-hmm. then we know how to navigate stress in our lives. Mm-hmm. We understand how we naturally are able to deal with challenges in our lives and where we have the most opportunity for growth. When we're able to do that, one of the greatest gifts of all of that is we give ourselves permission to step into our greatness and to give ourselves permission to step away from those things that deplete us of energy, that aren't where our great strengths are. So we're not living the life we're not meant to live. We are doing our very best in the life that we are meant to live. And it's such a great relief when we give ourselves permission not to be great at everything and to reach out for help or to find someone else who's more qualified to do something that we are not.
Yeah. So when you speak to groups, what is the thing that they really want to hear the most from feedback that you've gotten?
That's a great question. The thing that has really ignited with people in every one of the conversations I have, I talk about something called massive acceptance and radical presence.
Mm.
Massive acceptance and radical presence are that you accept exactly where you are in this moment. 100%, you take responsibility for it. There is no judgment of it. There's an isness to it. And when you're able to accept 100% exactly where you are right now, not in the past, you're not wishing it was the way that it used to be. You're not fortune telling, trying to figure out the future, but you've got massive acceptance of exactly where you are. And you stay radically present in this exact moment. Mm-hmm. This is where we have the opportunities to learn and to grow. And the combination of those two, along with the emotions of the experiences we have, is what creates our memories. And when we take those heightened emotions along with the experiences, and then we look at what's happened in our past, we can then create our future. And yet, if we don't accept exactly where we are, we can't stay fully present. And when we're not fully present, we can't create our future.
Mm, wow, I love that. So you are an author.
I am. I have written three international best-selling books. Yes.
Three.
Yeah, I've got a couple more that I'm writing right now.
Wow, talk about that.
The book that I wrote that has the greatest impact, for example, in the caregiving community is called Our Journey of Love, Five Steps to Navigate Your Caregiving Journey. And I wrote that book because through massive acceptance and radical presence and through how I'm naturally wired, I have a more positive perspective on the caregiving journey than some people have access to. And I also learned so many different things that I wish I had known. And I wanted to take and put together things to help people make it simpler for them to navigate their caregiving journey, especially in areas where, you know, like I didn't go to school to become a caregiver. I'm not a professional caregiver. It wasn't part of the things that I thought I would be doing. And so when all of a sudden I became a caregiver, I say it was like being on an emotional roller coaster, often blindfolded. Yeah. My logical mind would say, well, let's try this or let's do this. And maybe it would work. And then the next day it didn't work. And I didn't know who to reach out to. I didn't know what to do. And so there was just frustration and struggle and fear and anger and all kinds of things that weren't really helpful. And as I learned over the years, I realized that I wanted other people to be able to learn that. So I wrote that book. And what has actually come from that for me is two different things. One is I decided to take that book and create a deeper dive of the book itself to create an online course so that people could take what I talked about in the book. And I've expanded that. And I've also provided little workbooks with it or questionnaires or checklists that you can use, as well as more stories about the experiences I've had. So people can really step into the journey. And the other part of that is as I was creating that, and I've talked so much to people about the caregiving journey, I recognize that a lot of the things I was talking about are the whole journey itself, from sometimes before the journey begins, or right when you're sitting in the doctor's office and you've received a diagnosis, all the way to moving forward after you've grieved the loss of your loved one. And I created five different overlapping phases of what I call the caregiver's journey. Mm-hmm. And so from the beginning of my journeys and the book that I wrote, I've created more opportunities for people to take a deeper dive, as well as to learn from a broader spectrum.
Mm. Wow. Awesome. That is wonderful. You know, many of us don't end up doing what we ever thought we would do. It just happens because of life experiences and everything. And I know I'm a coach today because we went through our journey of crisis and needing somebody to help me get through some things with our own family. And you are here today, not by choice, but you sounds like you're an optimist and you just saw this as an opportunity and the need out there is so great. And so you've got some amazing tools to offer people. So that's wonderful.
Thank you. So, as a person of faith, I really feel that this was the journey that I was chosen to be on because I've now helped 8 different people helping them navigate their journeys. Mm-hmm. And I've helped so many other people indirectly or just stepping in and out a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. And so I just, because of the massive acceptance and radical presence, it's embraced this and embraced the potential of it. And what are the lessons that I've learned that I can help others with?
That's awesome. So you have some people that have written some testimonials that you want to read.
I do.
So go ahead, read those.
Oh, would you like me to? Okay.
Absolutely.
All righty. One of the ones is from someone else. Put my glasses on here. The lights will flash on them. Sue's practical advice got me through the darkest days of my husband's journey with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. I kept repeating massive acceptance. And eventually I was able to stop struggling with the helplessness and anger. I was finally able to enjoy precious moments in our journey. My healing had begun. And another one I received was actually from someone who had taken something they had learned from reading the book, and they had an experience. And it's the testimonial says, I was in Publix, which is a grocery store down in Florida, waiting to get a flu shot. An elderly couple, in parentheses, I'm sure they're in their 90s, mm-hmm. walked up to the counter, and I could tell they were having a tough time. The man was physically limited in a motorized cart, was hard of hearing, and needed to pick up a prescription. His wife was in better physical shape, but appeared to be very distressed. She kept yelling, I've got to go. I've got to go home. Eventually, I made eye contact with her and said, I know how that feels. I really like your necklace. That seemed kind of to snap her out of her panic state. Mm-hmm. Her physical disposition changed. I then was called to get my flu shot. But because of you, I had an idea of something I might be able to say to help in a small way. And I had the confidence to say something because they were facing ongoing challenges. And while I was only there for a moment or two, I felt good that I was able to help.
Wow. That's beautiful. Yeah.
And that came from in the book I talk about when people have a neurocognitive disorder, they will frequently say something like, well, I want to go home. And what we feel in our logical minds is home, which is a physical place. I want to go home. Yeah. And yet for them, it's where they feel safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the thing that I taught in the book is actually two things. One is that home is where they feel safe. It's not necessarily a physical place. Mm-hmm. And also deflection. So he mm-hmm. shifted where her mind was focused from, I want to go home, to her necklace. And in that moment, it broke the connection. And so my book is filled with tips like that. And I expand that in the online course.
That's great. That's beautiful. So Sue, if somebody wants to get a hold of you or buy your book mm-hmm. or your online course, what do they do?
Several ways they can connect with me. The easiest way is to go to SueRyan.solutions. I have a media page where they can look at some of the detailed information and download it of programs that I offer. I have a page where they could connect with me. And then I have additional information about the offerings I have on my website. If they're on LinkedIn, they can either find me through Sue Ryan or Sue Armstrong Ryan. Armstrong was my maiden name. And they can purchase the book and get more information on the online course on the website. Or if they go to Amazon.com, the book title is Our Journey of Love, Five Steps to Navigate Your Caregiving Journey.
That's great. So that is SueRyan.Solutions. Is that what that is? Your website?
Yep. SueRyan.Solutions.
Okay, great. Well, just one last question. If somebody is kind of just in that place of almost despair, I think, and or transition, what would you want to say to them that would give them hope?
I would say one thing, and I would then offer a question for them. Mm-hmm. First thing I would say is, you'll never be alone. If you feel alone, if you feel frustrated, if you feel lost, you don't need to feel that way. Mm-hmm. There are solutions. And an amazing life is in front of you. And one of the greatest things that you can do to get started with that is we come into the world with unquenchable curiosity. We're naturally wired to be unquenchably curious. And it originally was for our survival. And now it's so that we thrive. Over 90% of what we do in any given day is unconscious. We're not really intentionally thinking about it. So when you want to explore and ask yourself, what else is possible? And begin your journey of exploration, of self-exploration and all the other explorations, your professional life or wherever it is, start becoming unquenchably curious. Mm-hmm. Ask questions, become very aware of what you're doing. If you're eating, become very focused on what you're doing and what you're eating. If you're doing something and it's just pay attention to it. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? Is there another way? And you start to kind of train yourself. You will never be alone. There are solutions. There is a way to do it. Start by becoming unquenchably curious and continue to ask yourself, what else is possible?
I love that. Yes. Well, thank you, Sue. You are always an inspiration whenever I talk to you. You encourage me. So I'm sure that you our audience out there. And again, I want to say thank you for those of you that are listening to the podcast. And please, if you are in need of what Sue offers, don't hesitate to get a hold of her. SueRyan.Solutions is her website. And again, thank you, Sue, so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate it. And to everybody else, we're all in this together.
That's right. Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.